Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump reinstates troops fired for refusing the COVID shots. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I just think of all the military people that contacted us that were being punished for simply refusing the COVID jab because of their religious beliefs. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them. And then we, of course, ended up going to court on their behalf. And this is an amazing time to see that President Donald Trump is reinstating them with back pay as a result. It's a great time.
It is great. You know, as individuals in our team here at Liberty Counsel, we have spent so many hours collectively working with men and women in the armed services, all six branches, including their spouses and families.
And some of very difficult situations. You'd have one military person in one location, the family in another, their items in another, and they're being punished simply for refusing
the
jab.
We had a person in Hawaii that was going to be transferred over to Tampa, somewhere in Florida, Jacksonville or Tampa, and was going to get a little additional training before coming directly to Florida. It's only going to be maybe a week or two at the most. So instead of moving his family to Alabama and then to Florida, his family was going to wait in Hawaii and then catch up with him in Florida. So he comes from Hawaii to Alabama for some additional training. When he gets there, he's now frozen in time because he can't go back to Hawaii to be with his family. He can't go onward to Florida. He can't get training at Alabama. Why? Because he refused the COVID shot for religious reasons.
It's horrendous.
So he's separated from his family.
It's an awful position. Simply for wanting to serve our country and defend the Constitution. You had many that were not only discharged, that were demoted, that they refused their promotion. So many things to punish these military for simply standing for their religious beliefs.
Well, and we had that same family and others like this where they would want to transport them to another part of the country as part of their military move. And so they've put their furniture in storage and it was going to be transported by the military. But then they froze them in time. So the family is separated, husband in one place, wife in another place, or sometimes they might be in the same place, but separated now from their car, separated from their furniture because it's now in the possession of the military for transport, but they won't transport it and they won't let them leave. So they had to literally find hotels and they were on limited budgets. So they're sleeping in hotels or trying to find a place just to survive. These are men and women, my friend, who are ready to put their lives on the line.
We've had sacrifices people, they make is just unbelievable.
We had a person who was in the reserves. He was two weekends away from full retirement, and it was at the end of the year. He had only two more times in uniform and only on the weekend, and then he would be done. And they said, you have to get the shot, otherwise we will not let you go back to those two weekends, and therefore you will lose all your retirement. You won't vest in your retirement. Mm-hmm. This is great news that, in fact, we are now seeing justice for so many
Absolutely.
Of them. So they'll be able to return with full pay and back pay. 8,300 service members were involuntarily discharged. Now, there are some, unfortunately, who lost their lives. There are some, for example, who committed suicide. We know of two.
Yes.
That actually committed suicide because of the pressure.
But, you know, the Pentagon denied 36,500 religious accommodation requests that it received from troops that did not want to take this harmful COVID shot, and involuntary discharged more than 8,300 of them.
And originally, you remember, in the summer, in the fall of 2021, they were threatening dishonorable discharge, mm-hmm. which is like a felony on your record. And Congress passed a bill that said that you could not do dishonorable discharge for this, but you could do discharge without honor, which is the second most severe discharge. It's very severe. If you think about these people that love God, love the country, they've sacrificed everything, and now the government becomes the adversary.
Absolutely. You have the Biden administration who put these woke TV generals in charge, and they're the ones that were putting out these commands to get rid of these faithful military for not taking the COVID shot.
So here's some of the situations. You had the ones that I just talked about that unfortunately committed suicide. You had some others that succumbed to pressure, and they're permanently injured now because of the shots, or some of those have died. We know of those as well because of these shot mandates. We have pilots that can't fly anymore because they don't pass the physicals because of these COVID shots. But the good news is Donald Trump has done what he's able to do, and that is to seek justice for these individuals. So all of these people that were involuntarily discharged or left because of that pressure can return full pay, back pay, and they can continue their service. Now, there are some, however, that left voluntarily. They were at the 20-plus year, and they were vested, and some of them just decided to give up their pension. They left before 20 years. And they could go back, too. The question is, will they go back? And that is remaining to be seen, because some of them, they've gone on to their private lives now.
Mm-hmm.
They've emptied, frankly, the military of more than 8,300 service members. Those are people who were pushed out. In fact, we have one. Remember that we have a lieutenant colonel. We had two lieutenant colonels, one of them that was our client, and he and the other lieutenant colonel who was not our client in the same unit got called at the same time by their commander. And this was a Wednesday. They were going to be discharged on a Friday.
Hmm.
We went to court immediately, got a temporary restraining order to protect our client. And the other one actually testified in our case as well. Unfortunately, he wasn't our client, so he had already been discharged a few days earlier.
Mm.
So it's like one taken and one left, simply because one was our client, one had not signed up to be our client yet.
Yeah, we went to court many times on behalf of the military and ended up watching the COVID mandate, the COVID shot mandate, be dropped.
Yeah, and we went to trial, and we won every temporary restraining order. We won every preliminary injunction request. We ended up getting a class action injunction against the United States Marines and the Department of Defense, and that protected so many people. We led the litigation. We shared our papers with others who then filed on behalf of others as well, because this was such a massive undertaking. So there are some people who have retired, and they are really good people. Mm-hmm. And the question is, will they now want to go back into the service? There are some people, like, for example, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, and also others that had been career service people.
Right.
And their families had been career service people.
He had almost 40 years then, and then eventually lost everything, his benefits and everything, because he was speaking out and accommodating religious accommodations.
Yeah, he's a flight surgeon, and he did not want to just force people to get the shot. He informed them, and they
right.
didn't want that. They said, no, your job is to just get a shot in every person's arm. But in his case, you know, somebody like that is your best recruiter. I remember talking to him, and at the time, under the Biden administration, he would say to his son, it's not time to go into the Army.
Right.
And this is somebody who loves the Army, loves the military, has a career family history in it. Now I'm hopeful, and I think what will happen with President Donald Trump and a new Secretary of Defense, the pride of the military, the preparation of the military, the lethality of the military, which is what they should be focused on, to be able to defend our freedom. Not
right.
all this DEI nonsense, not all the transgender nonsense, that's gone. All these mandates that were really designed, I think, to weed out people of Judeo-Christian faith and values, and so many of them left. The recruitment went down. I think all of that is changing now with Donald Trump as the chief executive.
You know, that gives me chills just to hear you say that. It's like we can be proud again of America, and our military can be proud to serve and to sacrifice on behalf of America.
You know, Holly, it was so eye-opening for us at Liberty Council to work with these amazing men and women in the military, but to see how they were being abused by the higher-up administration. And it really gives you a whole different perspective on what was going on in the deep state. That's changing. This is a great step in the right direction, a step to bring justice to those who were unjustly treated, the defenders of our freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.